I attended the strangest funeral of my entire life. And oddly enough, I was the one that held the funeral. It was for a squirrel.
Okay.
They're starting to explain a lot about you.
R.I.P. I thought it was something else. I really thought it was something else you told me. Okay.
No, that's coming up later on this week. That's for an actual human being that we loved very dearly.
Right.
That is a funeral coming up. But this was for a squirrel that somehow or another, I don't know if it got hit by a car. I don't know if it fell out of a tall tree. I'm not sure. Because all we know is that one day, very recently, my kids and I were taking our dog Olive for a walk. And we get down the driveway, and right in front of our house is a very large gray squirrel. And it didn't have any blood anywhere around it, but it's on our direct path that we're trying to go, you know, like where we're walking. Yeah. But I can't bring I have the dog on a leash, so I can't bring the dog close to it because she'll go insane and want to. That's like her mission is to get a squirrel. That's all she cares about, you know? And so I naturally send the kids over to it. And I'm like, is it alive? And they are like, we don't know. We're not sure. And it was very windy that day. And
so it's like moving.
Its tail was moving. And I couldn't tell. I thought, is it alive or is it not alive? But its tail was swishing.
Oh,
and I thought, oh my God. Yeah, I couldn't tell. And so I said to the kids, run up the driveway and get the shovel because we have to move this and I have to talk him through it because the dog can't get any closer to where I could have taken her back up the driveway. I could have grabbed the shovel myself, but that's why I had kids. They're in charge, you know, they're old enough now. And so this squirrel is in the middle of the road and Nora she's nine now. And so she's an animal lover and she is the reason that we had this funeral because she could not stand the fact that an animal had passed and is in the street and she didn't want anything else bad to happen to it. And I'm thinking, well, what am I going to do?
We're all so different.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Like, what, would you have just left it there?
Yes. Or I would have kicked it down in the gutter.
In the sewer?
Why not? If it's close.
In the gutter.
You would have kicked.
If it was close.
An animal.
It's dead.
Well, it's a squirrel, but.
You would have kicked it?
No, I mean, if it was close to a gutter, I would have just swept it with my foot into the. It's very common, sweeping squirrels in gutters. You ever heard that?
Okay.
It's a video game. You don't have the app, sweeping squirrels in the gutter?
The very first thing you said is correct. We are very different.
Yeah, me having a funeral for a squirrel in the yard? No, that's insane.
First of all,
that's
it was not in the yard.
Except for your kid wanted it. Then it's not as insane.
Because
we do a lot of things for our kids. That we probably wouldn't normally do.
That we probably, right? Normally, I wouldn't have even gone near it. I'd just been like, that's very sad.
Yeah, dead
and then
squirrel.
Driven straight over it. Like, not with my tires. Not with my tires, but with the car, you know?
Right.
I probably would have just let my dog eat it.
Yeah. See, we're all different.
Yeah, you're different. Your dog's outside anyway, eating all kinds of crap.
She's
eating
holes
and rats
street.
And stuff.
It's kind of a good meal, actually.
She's not in the street. I would have waited. I would have driven over it, as in not with my tires, but with just the car. And then I would have waited for the circle of life, for a hawk to come get it, have a very nice meal, get it away from
big
me.
Big old gray squirrel.
Yes.
Delicacy.
So anyway.
Hold on, what would you do, Jason?
Yeah, what would you do?
Who would you hire to get it away?
he's not touching it.
Like, Matt, come over and get rid of this.
My phone's ringing.
I'll give you $20.
Yes, I don't like things like that.
Yeah.
I don't either,
but I was forced to deal with it. So Nora runs up, she grabs the shovel. And then we have one of these things. Do you guys have these, like the safety? They're like neon green or neon orange, and you can buy them and put them in the street so that it's like slow down. Because the kids play in the street a lot. Like they ride their bikes and we have a basketball.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know,
yeah.
And so it's just like a way of saying like, hey, you know,
remember,
slow down, whatever.
Yeah.
So Henry takes that thing and is trying to like hold the squirrel in place so that Nora can scoop it into the shovel as I'm shouting directions from about 15 feet away because I'm not getting near it. And I still see its tail swishing back and forth, even though it's windy and I don't know if it's still alive. So he can't do it. And finally, he's like, I can't. So I tell him to come over and hold the dog, which is probably a bad idea. But he held the dog and then I took the shovel from Nora and I had to get this it was a larger than normal squirrel.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very big. And as I go to get underneath the squirrel, he somehow or another flops onto his front. And so he's splayed out.
Mm.
And at that point, I'm really like, I can't tell he'd be moving around if he were dead, right?
Yeah, right.
If he was still alive.
He would run away so fast.
But, or even if he was, you know, like struggling, I feel like I would have seen other signs, but he just kind of flopped straight out.
Well, you don't want him struggling either.
No,
then you
I
have
didn't.
To bash it over the head with a shovel.
Yeah.
I was praying that he was dead because I thought I
that
can't
would be suffering.
What am I going to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I at this point I just in my mind I'm like he's dead. So I carry him over to this natural area and I just kind of flung the shovel. Do you know what
mm-hmm.
like
kind of
just like
by
That's what they sound like.
Squirrels, yeah.
They do not. They do not sound like that.
That's your squirrel.
Specifically that squirrel.
So I just kind of like did like, you how you would do how you get snow off your shovel. You just kind of, like,
yeah.
And then
wham.
He flew. Like
you
it looked
flick
like,
it almost.
Yeah,
yeah.
Into the natural area. And I notice at that point that my children are standing right behind me. So I'm like, oh, okay. Well, so then I cover them up with a couple of leaves because I thought, well, it's. Somebody should eat this.
Right.
A hawk or something should find this.
A very shallow grave.
Yes, a very shallow grave. Covered him with the leaves. And then I turn around and I see that Nora's like, not emotional, but she's going to be there in a minute.
Yeah.
And so I said, would you like to say something? And she was like, yeah.
Aww.
So we're Catholic. We did the sign of the cross. And we said, I said something along the lines of, I hope you had a very nice life. And I hope that you made it to heaven. And that, you know, from dust you came, dust you shall return.
Uh-huh.
And then we did the sign of the cross, and then we kept moving. It just was the oddest moment of my entire life.
You did not, not to overuse it, that was not on your bingo card
it
for this year.
It was not on
an
my...
An impromptu
no.
funeral for a dead squirrel.
That was not on my bingo card for this year, next year, the year after that.
Yeah.
And especially for that afternoon, where it's just like, all of a sudden, that's what your focus is.
Right.
All I wanted to do was take a walk.
Just keep walking.
Yeah.
And if your kids weren't with you, you just kept walking. Right?
Yeah, I probably would have.
Which, I mean,
and the squirrel
normal.
Was in your driveway or further?
It was just in the middle of the street in front
in
of our
street.
Driveway.
I
yeah,
see.
So there's
well,
no getting around it.
You also
want to
remove that because the next thing you know, your dog might go out there and get it and be playing with it in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
still might because dogs have incredible scent.
Well, she can't get to where it is
oh, she can't,
now.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, that was my thought is that I don't want her to smell that and go after it. I also don't want the smell of dead, rotting animal near my house,
no, I prefer
which is
not,
what would have happened.
Have that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, oddest funeral I've ever attended.
Well, maybe next time try the squirrel sweep with your foot. Now, it depends on your shoes. If I was wearing, like, my Jordans that I got
I
for my birthday.
I just got these for Christmas.
Yeah, my old Adidas, I would just kick it right in there.
I'm not
but
doing
doesn't
that.
Doesn't the sewer lines go down to, eventually, it gets filtered into drinking water?
The Ninja Turtles live down there, and we're fine, okay? Come on, Jason.
So do all the raccoons everyone. And the possums. Like, in the middle of the night,
this guy,
know how to
you ever heard
work.
Of Splinter? Yeah. It's a giant rat.
Hello,
it's in the sewer.
He lives down there.
Totally
fine.
Golly, Baxter Stockman dropped the ooze.
Bebop and Rocksteady. What
Come
do you don't know anything about sewers?
Where the Foot Clan thrives.
Even I get that, Jason.
You know, Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, you didn't know. Okay.
Plus, the New York isn't just full with like huge rats, and they seem to be okay.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, in the mornings when
no
I'm driving, I see raccoons and possums go into the sewer.
Right.
They're hanging
they're
out
alive.
There. So what?
That's not even, dead rotting.
I don't care.
Oh, so they're using the restroom down there.
Yeah. Raccoons who are like known to have rabies nonstop.
Yeah.
Their fur is all over the, ew.
Yeah, good point.
It shows that we have a lot of chemicals in our water. We should all be dead.
Right. And then we're like, don't put your prescription pills down the toilet.
Right.
What is it?
Please.
They're testing like COVID through our poop, like in the sewers.
They are.
Yeah, which is odd.
Yeah.